No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Garay. I'm America's voice. I'm here. I'm fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth every day. No matter who gets hurt, I don't care. The truth hurts sometimes. Stand up and take it like an adult. Here are three big things you need right now. Number one, Georgia is investigating the growing body of evidence that tens of thousands of ballots were illegally harvested in 2020 and 21 to help change election outcomes. Shocking, right? Number two, heartbeat pig meat. A 57-year-old American man has become the first person to receive a genetically modified pig's heart to keep him alive. What do you think of that? And number three, the verbal slugfest between Kentucky Senator Paul and Tony Fauci entered some new and very escalated rounds on Capitol Hill yesterday, and quite entertaining to me. Senator Paul used a newly discovered pile of emails in which Fauci is talking back and forth with Dr. Francis Collins, that is, and others, on how to discredit anyone who tried to discuss the likely scenario that the COVID-19 pandemic originated in China at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and it was the most likely point of origin, a lab leak. Senator Paul came out. He was determined to get the formerly credible Fauci to admit that he smeared other credible scientists from leading institutions around the country just to promote his twisted point of view. We don't know why he did it, but listen to this. Rand Paul got out the sledgehammer, knocking down America's TV doctor for being arrogant and self-centered, but mostly for covering up the truth of the pandemic by smearing others. Listen.
But when the planner is a government official like yourself who rules by mandate, the errors are compounded and become much more harmful. A planner who believes he is the science leads to an arrogance that justifies, in his mind, using government resources to smear and to destroy the reputations of other scientists who disagree with him. In an email exchange with Dr. Collins, you conspire, and I quote here directly from the email, to create a quick and devastating published takedown of three prominent epidemiologists from Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford. Apparently, there's a lot of fringe epidemiologists at Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford.
Yeah, fringe and epidemiologists at those institutions. And the hits kept right on coming as Senator Paul sent one torpedo after another into the disgraced doctor's credibility, for which he has little. And he had little defense. Here it is.
Instead of engaging them on the merits, you and Dr. Collins sought to smear them as fringe and take them down. And not in journals, in lay press. This is not only antithetical to the scientific method, it's the epitome of cheap politics, and it's reprehensible, Dr. Fauci. Do you really think it's appropriate to use your $420,000 salary to attack scientists that disagree with you?
The email you're referring to was an email of Dr. Collins to me. If you look at the email
that you responded to and hurried up and said, I can do it. We got something in Wired magazine.
No. I think in usual fashion, Senator, you are distorting everything about me.
Did you ever object to Dr. Collins's characterization of them as friends? Did you write back to Dr. Collins and say, no, they're not friends. They're esteemed scientists. And it would be beneath me.
I did not
do that. You responded to him that you would do it, and you immediately got an article in Wired, and you sent it back to him and said, hey, look, I've got him. I nailed him in Wired of all scientific
publications. That's not
publications.
What went on.
So we go on to the next, issue here, which is Dr. Fauci being attacked one more time by Rand Paul. Listen to this.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
So you think it's a winning success, what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive.
Take a look at everything that I've said.
You've advocated it be done by mandate.
Right.
You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Right. Yeah, and there you have it as they continue to slug it out. And the fact of the matter is, why Tony Fauci is still on payroll at $420,000 or $4.50 is beyond me. He has no credibility with America. None whatsoever. And in case you missed it, in the last hour, I want to play you a couple of things. I want to go to Byte 16, because for anybody that missed this in the first hour, I want you to hear the admission now by the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, admitting that the vaccine, double vaccinations, don't really do anything. Listen to this.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good.
I can't even give this credibility anymore. The fact of the matter is he's admitting now two shots do little, if any. Here's the quote. Two doses of the vaccine offers very limited protection, if any. But you convinced the world, you convinced 200 million Americans that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine were in everybody's best interest, that it would stop the spread of the virus, that it would make America healthy, that it would put us past the pandemic. And now we know none of that was true. None of it. None of it was true, apparently. And where do you go from there? Where do you go from there when you realize that everything you've been told about it is just, it's a damn lie? Oh, by the way, here's your survival rates. I've got your new chart. 0 to 19. If you're 19 and under, the fatality rate, infection fatality rate, the IFR as it's called, 0.0013%. If you're 29 and under, 0.0088%. 39 and under, 0.021%. In fact, you don't even break 1% of fatality rates until you surpass 70. And as we know, the CDC says 75% of those fatalities across all age brackets. Four comorbidities or more. I mean, the highest fatality rate is 4.9%. That's 70 plus. And they've also figured out nations with older populations and heavier populations had higher fatality rates. Old and fat is no success formula. That's the takeaway. Old and fat, it'll kill you. Okay, like we didn't know that already. You want blunt? I got blunt. I got lots of blunt. All right, I've got a surplus of blunt. You want to lose weight? Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You want to have me be less blunt with you? GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today. at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.